7 up?
Nice.
I have to send someone out.
Yeah. Not a bonus.
So, so far, are you already there? You are successful. What was the next?
Well, we were selling for Shana. I think we must have made somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 so far.
Oh.
On Prashadam's sales. That's in addition to the free feast. We served a free feast to 5,000 people when I left.
Oh, you did not stay there?
Well, it's still, it's so big. I estimated that through 3 to 4 hours there were 30,000 to 40,000 people that went in and out of that park.
They're still there to eat.
They're still eating. Like, every piece of burfi we saw was cost $1.
What is that?
Just a piece of burfi.
Burfi?
Yes. Oh. They were charging $1 for one square. And they were paying. Watermelon for one slice, $0.50.
50 cents.
50 cents. The whole watermelon only cost $1. We got about 30 slices out of it. And, books.
People are, they're simple here. They are not about money matters.
No.
They have got enough money. They don't care. They want, it is good taste, that's all.
Yeah.
And why did you not give prasadam to that boy who was crazy?
He got, I'm sure he must have gotten, everybody was given free feast. Feast was very good. I tasted it.
Oh.
Nicely prepared.
How many people?
It's well, very hard to estimate.
How many preparations in a feast? There was halava, sabji, very good sabji by Rishi Kumar.
Rice.
Sweet.
Lemonade.
Popper.
Popper. Six
preps. And puri. 7 preps.
Very nice. Puri. Very good plate.
Yeah, it was good.
And us.
Oh, yes. Besides that, we had booths with watermelon, lassi, and burfi.
Lassi was selling very big.
We could not
supply
all the
fast
time those booths. There was always a line.
Because this was our first year, we were not expecting such a big turnout. So we did not have sufficient stands to meet everybody's needs.
The police officer had approved.
Yeah, the policeman sat down at the end of the park later on.
Did you get them prasadam?
I don't know.
Why?
I'm not sure. I didn't deal with them. They were dealt with by Tosan and Krishna. We'll bring them some present tomorrow. But they made the statement that if every parade was so beautiful and so nicely orderly, we would be very happy.
Yeah.
They said it was very orderly.
Well, that cannot be expected from any other group, only this. Such a huge crowd, and there is not a single minister or bhagat.
Except that one type. One boy was punched there.
I sent someone out.
The procession was very well attended.
Oh yeah, and ABC, CBS,
all of the GBC men said it was the biggest single festival ever held in ISKCON's history. They all admitted that there was no festival ever held anywhere, even in India, no single festival in India. There was not any one day at any pandal that was that many people who took prasadam and who attended such a long procession for 2 hours.
I think in the beginning, you had that.
I was there. Yeah, that was pretty big. In 1969, that was gigantic.
That was awesome.
This was
and that was also a crazy man.
Yeah. That's right. We didn't give any invitation cards to our temple here, but we were making announcements. But I think people will come anyway. They'll find out where our Hare Krishna
They're
center is.
They're distributing books,
books and magazines were given, but we didn't give any free cards. Usually we give free cards. But there was so much...
I didn't come and take that.
They'll come here anyway. We didn't give any address card. Do you think people will come anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Even without getting a card.
That is better.
Yeah.
Many Indians are standing.
Do you see the Indians?
I think at least 3,000 Indians attended, minimum. A huge crowd of Indians. But the big thing was not the Indians, it was the American people.
Yeah.
That's a good location for the festival. Very important place, Washington Square Park. It's the center.
Best thing would have been to keep the deities for a week there.
That would not have been permitted. They only permitted us legally 2 hours for everything. That's why we're rushing everything. We only had 2 hours legally for the whole program. I heard people say, we've never seen such a festival, never seen such a parade. I heard these comments. One man said, someone said, what's going on? He said, oh, they have so many things going on here. They're very appreciative. And actually, we could not pull our full energy into it this year because we were so busy preparing the building simultaneously.
And above all, the atmosphere, the weather was very bad.
Oh, yes. Krishna has blessed us.
The breeze was there. We did not feel any.
No discomfort.
No discomfort.
And there was nearly 400 to 500 devotees there.
They will stay in the temple.
Yeah, they've been staying here.
That's right.
There's no difficulty to accommodate them. You know, Prabhupada, I really feel like I should concentrate a lot of my preaching here in New York.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
You told me.
The thing is, if I hear of this.
You once said a good businessman, if he knows how to do it, he can make more money sitting in one place.
No. Money is not our business. Our aim is how people will understand.
He's just using it as an analogy.
Huh?
He's just using it as an analogy for preaching.
That if you have a good place, many people can be attracted, as many as moving around to many places.
My mind was in favor of preaching in the city, because you can get many men.
But do you think I should travel a lot, or what is the best thing?
Both things.
Both. So we will try to. We were hoping that you could give us another chance by coming back next year. But you do say that to a lot of different temples. But we will try to make this doubly big.
So long I live, I must come.
Really?
Oh, yes.
If we get on Fifth Avenue, you'll come again?
Oh, yes.
Well, we will double the amount of people. Promise. We will
double the prasadam.
We will double everything if you're here, probably.
I can stay here. I like. Especially in New York, because I started the movement here. But because there are so many branches, if I go, they become enlightened.
Yeah, right. Just like we are enlightened.
Everyone wants.
Everyone wants you to come.
That is not a
question of love.
Yeah.
New York was your second home after India.
Yes. I say fatherland.
Fatherland. India's motherland.
Fatherland, this is fatherland.
They're so nice, and now in New York, they are receiving you so nicely. This parade, everyone is turning out to greet you. You're like the local boy who made good. So now they are receiving you very grandly.
Yes, continue this program.
I was thinking that we could make a point to have many big festivals here each year, not just this one, but many.
Yes, at least 3-4 you can do. One Janmashtami, one Dol Purnima, one Sriram Navami, and one Rasa.
We can do New York probably best spring, summer, and fall.
Yes.
Because the weather is
that
nice.
That coincides. Ram Navami is spring.
Yeah.
Ratha-yatra is summer. And Janmashtami is fall.
Dal Purnima will be a bit difficult, though. Everybody's in India.
You can do that inside.
But those three, we can...
Janmashtami, take Radha-Krishna procession.
On the carts?
No. On Singha. Carried by
that. Palanquin.
Palanquin, yeah. No, the Singha is on everything. Just like this is Singha. Two big wood down and tie it in, pack it with legs and carry.
Carry.
4 men or 8 men.
That'll
chain. Chain the soldiers.
But not on carts. Not on big chariot.
No. Chariot only up there.
Yeah. Well, we'll make a big advertisement. We'll have to, we'll call it Fall Festival. This festival, we called it Summer Festival. See, people respond to that. If you say Ratha Yatra, they can't even pronounce the word. So we call it Summer Festival. They came.
Summer Festival sounds very attractive.
Everyone's saying, oh, that means for me, Summer Festival.
Ecstasy outgoes.
And Jayananda should be compressed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The carts look magnificent.
Two people worked the hardest, Prabhupada. Jayananda and all of his assistants, and Tosan Krishna. He did all of the publicity and advertising. These two men, they worked the hardest.
Yeah.
They worked for 2 months in a row. Solid. The carts were very good, I think. Big, strong. Because you gave him that warning. When he heard that, he became very, I must do it right. We tell him, now you will have to be replaced. Prabhupada said that Jayananda's wheels will never hold up, so we have to find a replacement for you. So he took no chances.
San Francisco,
it seems to me that he must be a great devotee of Lord Jayananda.
Same thing at Nilandhat.
Really? The legs? Wheels?
That's why they gave difficulty, the authorities, because the wheels broke? Or?
No.
Oh, some other
yeah, that happened, though, I remember hearing about it. This Jayananda, it seems, must be a very faithful devotee of Lord Jayananda.
Now, where these things will be kept?
In our garage, no problem. That's one of the advantages of our garage. It's one block away and it has 10,000 square foot area. So we can store all the carts easily.
Good storage is very important.
And one block away in Manhattan, very unusual.
Be careful that termite may not attack.
Termites.
We'll make a note.
There are not many termites in New York, we're fortunate. In Hawaii, there are many termites. But here, there, you don't have to usually protect wood against termites. Maybe the winter time it kills them, it gets so cold.
That kills them. All the, there were devotees from Miami, Gainesville, Atlanta, Washington, Baltimore, Boston, Detroit, Toronto, Montreal, Los Angeles, Vancouver,
South America.
South America. All over South America they came from. Gigantic turnout of devotees. Very international group.
Could be like Lord Chaitanya used to invite all his devotees to come and see him at Rath Yatra. Yeah. Similarly, if you come here, we can invite from all the temples.
I'd come.
Then you do not have to travel so much.
And we will make all arrangements. This year is nothing. Next year we will make 10 times more arrangements if you come, probably.
From anywhere, I'll come.
We will make all arrangements for you.
Yeah. And that, you know.
This was only a trial.
Mm. We have to perfect it now.
Now we have learned what our mistakes.
We have noted that many certain things did not go as perfectly as they could have. So now we're going to repair and make it perfect.
Now by this, Hare Krishna movement is advertised apart from all over the world, at least in New York it is. But there is some Prominent movement.
Fifth Avenue. We were in charge of Fifth Avenue for one day. Practically, we were controlling the Fifth Avenue today.
Well, jangling it, folks.
Yeah.
In that side, we get some a small house so that after we 8 days, the Jagannath can remain there, and festival going on. And then in the next week, return.
How small a house?
Just to keep Jagannath.
Well, there's your old storefront.
Huh?
What about your old storefront, 26 Second Avenue?
That is too small.
Too small. All a meal to get a house.
Mm. And you can utilize it for other purposes during the whole year.
No, we can keep a downtown center.
The West Village.
That's nice a first-class place for a center, the West Village. You can make many devotees there. We'll keep a small preaching center, maybe a restaurant for Sham distribution.
We'll call it Gundicha Center.
Gundicha. We will call it
Gundicha. Yes, Gundicha.
Second restaurant. I think we should have a restaurant there because a restaurant would brings in a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
No deities. We won't install any deities. Just a preaching center, books distribution.
Book distribution, a student, pictures.
Yeah. Lectures three times a week.
Lecture, yes. Like that.
Great. I wish that you could stay here all the time, Prabhupada, because you could give us so many ideas and we would simply act on them. If somehow we could convince you to stay here. I wish there was a way. There was no way to keep you here.
No, I have no objection, but we are there.
Oh.
It's like the Muvardi say, oh, I have no objection, but my brother, he may have objection.
There, nobody has objection.
What?
It's simply I'm thinking that if I stay in one place, but I do not see other.
But this is a very central location.
That I shall consider.
They may come here. We
can make an airline office by which they'll get a reduced rate and they can travel here, travel agency, and they can come here very inexpensively to visit you. And we can give full accommodation. If somehow we can keep you here, we'll do anything required.
At least for a few months. That is all.
Which month?
During summertime.
July?
Yes.
July, August.
Because now is the rainy season in India.
Because we don't want to inconvenience you as far as the weather goes.
But I know now, June, July, August, even July, August, September, now in India it's not so good. October is very good in India.
September is very pleasant in New York. I think you remember.
These months are very nice. Somehow, if there was some way to... I mean, we would preach so hard, at least 16 hours a day we could work to serve you. I know I would not want to rest even. There must be some way that we can convince you to stay here.
Because actually, when you come here, you're preaching to millions. These reporters that have come, through them, you've been preaching to millions.
Whatever the reporter, they've published something.
Now it'll come.
No, these transcripts have been sent to them. So within the next week, they should be coming.
I think one or two are waiting until after Rathiatra.
Oh, yeah.
To give a report on the festival as well.
There were a lot of reports. And they said that next year, they told us next year they're going to have full television cameras. We're going to have to erect a news... What is that called?
A
platform where they're going to put their cameras and their reporters will sit above the whole crowd. They want to cover it full. I was very amazed to see such a gigantic festival in New York itself. They could never imagine such a thing in New York.
The Christian cannot organize.
You saw them. The only thing they were carrying was one sign like this. They said, the sign said, "Turn or burn." It means turn to Jesus or burn. Turn or burn. Burn in hell. That's their conception of God. Either God or burn in hell. We could give you a good rest here also, Prabhupada, because it's very easy to not, just the devotees could see you on Sunday, just like in the old days in Los Angeles. I mean, everything could be very nicely done. And you could still visit the European centers when you finally return to India. They're not making such a big thing that you couldn't come later on. Oh, boy.
They say that Tamal Krishna is very convincing.
No, but this
when
is...
When he wants to persuade someone,
no,
the person
not
with must do it.
Just it would give... There's so many good... Of course, everywhere there are good devotees, but here there are so many strong preachers that if you stayed here on the basis that they had to increase their preaching, we would double and triple our preaching. There's no question we would throw out all considerations of inconvenience to ourselves and simply preach day and night.
Plus the New Yorker, the people are ready for it. Like today, they've taken part very
they're
nice.
So favorable. Rameswar was commenting.
Even the policeman.
He said he never saw the climate of the people of New York is unique in America. They're very favorable.
Why is that, man? Why do you love?
Well, it's Sunday evening. It's a bit difficult. He has to drive around in a car till he finds somewhere.
What?
7 up.
7 up? You want 7 up?
I can get it.
Right at the
Blimpies.
I said Travananda. What? Travananda or something.
At the Blimpies, they can get it right above them.
No, they can. Just in the cup.
How do they get it into the cup? By the whole bottle?
No, it's from
the machine. Bottle lock.
What?
Bottle lock. Can.
Yeah, they don't. Well, this store has it. They have the machine. No.
What about 9th Avenue? There's all those shops.
Stores. You already went to get it?
Government is going against our movement, then I have to stay. There is no one.
In India.
And because in that case I will be hampered in India.
Yeah.
You'll be what?
Hampered.
Yes, now the government has a policy that anyone they do not like, they put him in jail.
In India.
In India. Even that elderly gentleman, Ryan.
Jai Prakash Narayan.
Put him in jail. So old.
The result is that the Congress Party and Indira Gandhi will never be elected anymore. That is sure.
Mm.
Therefore, he is postponing election.
Yes.
That's sure.
Now they have lost all their credit. They will never be elected. Congress Party and Indira Gandhi.
They have lost all respectability.
Yeah.
I think that your preaching here in New York is it, the thing is a
more
preaching.
Important.
It's more important.
I know that.
In India, they do not. They pay more attention to the building than to the person. A building can go.
You know, Prabhupada, we have never. I mean, you started this movement here in New York. But this is the first time that we have a proper facility.
Yeah. In the last 10 years, there are no facilities.
No problem. That's why if you concentrated here, just by your presence, even if you only spoke to a few important gentlemen, I mean, we have so many senior men here, we could do wonderful things. And within 2 or 3 months, we could expand our movement so broadly in New York. I think the whole country would take note. I really feel that there's a great... potential.
Mm,
that's why I'm not very eager to.
That is fact. Let me see what Krishna desires.
Yeah.
The book is very nice.
Yes.
For Opunia.
Mm. It's very good for message.
Mm. And the view of the river is very healthy.
Mm.
Mm. If you can see the river from your house,
it's good.
It is understood that water is very nice.
Wow.
If you can see a sky from your room, then it is understood the room is very nice.
Mm. Well, all these things are here.
You can see from the room the river.
Yes.
As well as from the roof. It is very nice.
I think also that right now there's a lot of devotees here, so it's a little taxing. But once the festival is over, they'll all be returning to their respective centers. It'll be much calmer. Morning, you're drinking milk? Is it?
Maybe.
Yeah. Those cows are unique. That a cow can give her own weight in milk in 11 days.
They're selling milk at home.
Our farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, we make $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
If there is more milk, you can sell more, get money.
Yeah, we're getting nearly $2,000 a month.
Is it ice? He was supposed to get some ice from the kitchen downstairs.
Upstairs?
Downstairs.
It's cold.
It's open.
Oh.
What?
If it's cold.
I've just opened it. Is it cold enough?
Sorry.
We call it in India lemonade.
Mm.
That was the original name, Lemonade. And then all these new things, they changed all the names.
It's good for bringing up gas.
From my childhood, I like this new one. I think it was cost in our childhood, 3 pais.
Now I think in India it costs 1 rupee.
1 rupee, 20 paisa.
Yeah.
Really?
For limke.
Of course you get a you get 40 paisa back in the bottle. But it's between 65 and 80 paisa after you get your money back. When we were traveling in Bhopal, we traveled there in the months of May and June, very hot. We were drinking 7 bottles a day, every hour. Every hour.
Lemonade.
Gargamuni and I, we had to stop. We call limca. In India, it's called limca.
Oh.
That is the...
Yeah, because when Westerners go to India, it's so hot, the water just comes out, you know, sweat all the time. Become dehydrated.
Apart from that, you can't drink the water in India, yeah. So you have to drink limca or something. It's safer to drink the lemonade than it is to drink the water.
Yeah.